So until now, the discussion of in Hilchos Ma'ika involved an Isser V'Heter. There's an Isser to have a dangerous area in your house, and if you do not build a railing, you leave the danger. There's a Lav D'Oraisa. This is a question of Isser. When it comes to Dine Mamonos, when it comes to liability, there already, as we're going to see, the halachos are very different. Now, as we've discussed many times, normally, if a person is a mazik, if he causes damage, so we know Adam Mu'ud La'ilam, person is responsible for any damage that he caused. Shoigig, Mezid, Oynis, Ratzain, even if it's an accident, even if it's an Oynis to a degree, still a person is responsible for the damage that he causes. That being said, we've discussed many times that Adam Hamazik is generally talking about a direct damage. You take a brick, you lob it through someone's window, you're a Mazik, you're responsible to pay for the damage. Masha'in Kain, if the damage is indirect, you just do something that somehow, in the Hishtalshus HaDvarim, it causes someone to suffer a loss. There already, there's a sugya of Groma and Garmi. And unless the damage is very direct, unless it's immediate, it's Bari Hezeka, and Machlokas Rishayinim, exactly what the parameters are, but unless it is very direct, there generally is no chiv bidei adam, there generally is no chiv to pay, because you're not adam hamazik unless it's your direct action that caused the damage. When a person digs a bar, person digs a ditch, goes into the street, digs a big hole in the Rosh Hashanah, someone else comes by, drives his car, falls into the pit, damn it, totals the car, the person gets hurt. So can you be mechayrov in such a case? It is not really Adam HaMazik. You didn't directly hurt the person. You haven't directly totaled the car. You set it up. You set the trap, if you will. You dug the ditch. But it's the person who actually came along, didn't notice the ditch, fell in. It's his actions that really finished it or caused the damage at the end of the day. And therefore, in Hilchos Garmi, it's certainly not Adam. It's not going to be Adam HaMazik. You're not going to be liable directly for your actions. So although it is not Adam HaMazik, we do know there's a concept of Mamon HaMazik. If a person has a shor, a person has an ox, or he has a pet that goes ahead and is Mazik someone else, whether it's Shane, Regel, Karen, whatever it may be, you're responsible to watch your mamon. And if your mamon does something, if you don't watch it, you don't guard it, and it goes ahead and causes damage to someone else, there's a chiyuv of a mamon hamazik. Now, many of you, I'm sure, are learning in Daf Yomi. You've just started Bava Kama. So if you learned the Arba Avos Nezikin, so the Shor, Bar, Mava, and Hever, so one of them is Bar. If you dig a bar, if you dig a pit, and someone falls in, or a Shor falls in, and gets damaged, so you're chayiv not because of Adam Hamazik, not because you are considered a person who caused the damage. For that, that's not a garmi, it's too indirect, you're going to be off the hook. However, it is mamon hamazik. When you dig a ditch, even though it's middle of the street, it's not private property, nevertheless, similar to chametz, when you dig a ditch, the Torah is mechayev, it is the equivalent of your mamon. You have ownership, if you will, of the obstacle that you created. And therefore, the Torah is mechayev you, a person is responsible for the damage that's caused, something falls into the pit, you're responsible to pay for the damage. Now, because we're dealing with Mamon HaMazik and not Adam HaMazik, there's a tremendous nafkamina l'halach. By Adam HaMazik, if you go over to someone and you punch him in the nose, so you're Adam HaMazik, you have to pay. What do you have to pay? So we know there are five different types of it. There's Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shevis, and Baishas. You have to pay for the actual loss, the fact that his value went down. You have to pay for the pain that you've caused him. You have to pay for the embarrassment. You have to pay for his doctor bills. And you have to pay for the lost work, the fact that he's at home recovering. These hezekers, these chiyuvim, are only by Adam HaMazik. When you're dealing with Mamon HaMazik, if you're a pet, you have a pit bull, it goes out and it hurts someone. So although it's Mamon HaMazik, you're responsible to pay for the damage. You only pay for Nezik. You only pay for the actual damage, the loss in value that the person suffered. However, when you're dealing with Tzar or Boishas, you're dealing with the fact that he's embarrassed or the pain that he suffered from the attack, that is an exclusive chiyuv to Adam HaMazik. It does not apply to Mamon HaMazik. So Im Kain, if you dig a bar, you dig a pit in the middle of the street, person comes by, drives by, and gets seriously damaged, your chiyuv would be limited to hezek, it would be limited to the actual damage that you've caused. You would certainly not have to pay for the boishas or for the tsar, because this is not adam hamazik we're dealing with mamon hamazik, with the chiyuv of bar. Now, Shevis and Ripoy, it could be is a little bit yesh lodan about the Nesivus and Simin Shin Gimel, but again, it's not for now. But Boishas and Tsar, certainly there will be no Chiyuv, because it is not Adam Hamazik. Now, although when a person has in his house, if he has a roof, he does not put a fence, it's a sakana, he's over the Isser of Losas and Dam Vesacha, is there an Isser to dig a bar in Shasarab? Now, if you do it and someone gets hurt, you'll have to pay. The Torah certainly says there's a chi of mammon. What about an isser? Are you being over an isser by digging a bar, by digging a pit in Rish HaSarav? So there's a fascinating Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis and Hilchos Ritzeach. And Mishnah Lamelech is talking about the concept of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveir. Normally, if you send a Shliach to do the Shliach Shaladam Kamoisa, if you ask someone to do something on your behalf, there's a concept of shlichus, and when the shliach does it, it's as if you did it. The exception is ein shliach ledvar avera. You tell someone to be over an isser. If he goes ahead and is over the isser, he cannot blame you. He cannot say, "What do you want from me? I'm just following orders. I'm a shliach." The halacha is there's no ein shliach ledvar avera, and the shliach is liable and not the mishaleach. Mishnah Melech is discussing whether this concept of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira is limited to Isurim D'oraisa, or whether it applies to an Issur D'Rabbanan as well. Zogt in Mishnah Melech, I'll bring you a raya. The Gemara that we had this morning talks about digging a bar, when you have two shutfim, two people who are shutfim in a bar. And the Gemara is discussing how can you have a case where they're shutfim in a bar. So the Gemara suggests perhaps two people hired a third person to dig a bar, and he dug it as a shliach for both of them, and therefore this pit that they have here is owned b'shutvis. There are two people who are liable for it. That's a case of shutvis. The Gemara says, no, can't be. Ein shliach ledvar aveira. If you ask someone or instruct someone to dig a bar for you in the street, ein shliach ledvar aveira, and therefore the person that dug it is liable, not the people who gave the orders. Zok v'mishnah l'melech. This case, he says, digging a bar in a Rosh Hashanah is an Issur D'Rabbanan. And still the Gemara says, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. So we have a raya from here that Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira applies even though it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. So what's very clear from the Mishnah Lamelech is that digging a bar in the middle of the street is not an Issur D'Oraisa. It's a Takan D'Rabbanan, and that's it. You're not over an Issur D'Oraisa. Now, although the Mishnah Melech says this as a davar pashut, most of the achrayim argue, the Noda Behuda and Kam Eben Ezer Simen Nun Beis, the Meshech Chochma and Pashas Kedoshim, the Marsham and others all argue, and they say no. They say that you're over an Isser Doraisa by digging a bar. What's interesting is, what Isser are you over? What Isser are you over? So here we have quite a number of different pshatim. One pshat that's suggested is the Isser of Losas and Dam Vesecha. Just like if you have in your private house, you have a bar, where you have a roof that does not have a railing. So you're over a lav d'oraisa. What's the lav? The lav is Losas and Dam Vesecha. You're exposing people to danger. So the same way, if on the roof of your house you have a dangerous area, you're over a lav. Hu hadin, if in the middle of the street you make it, it's actually a kolshkein, where there's a rabbim, where there are many people passing by, you're exposing many of them to danger, there as well, this Issur D'Oraisa will apply. Now it's a chiddush, and what they're saying is that although it says, L'sazen dabim b'vesecha, in your house, we're saying it's lav dafka. B'vesecha is only because at your house, you have your obligation to dig, to put a fence around it. However, what we're saying now is that it really applies even in a street. In a street, normally, in Yochid doesn't have responsibility to go ahead and fix everything up. It's mutal on the tzibur. But if you dig the bar, if you dig the ditch, there we're saying you're over Yisra D'Oraisa. Now, the other chiddush is that Pashas L'Sasim Dam V'Secha is talking about a case where there's a lethal danger. You have a roof. Someone that falls off the roof can very likely be killed. So there's an Isser of Losasam Dabnud Vesecha. On the other hand, if you have a low porch, it's less than 10 tzvachim, where there's no threat to anyone's life, it's just a question of hezek, there already the mashmoyis of most rishonim is the iser of lois sasim does not apply. But, and so what that means is if the makar of the iser of digging a bar b'shis rabim is lois sasim, it would only apply to a bar of yod tzvachim. It would only apply to a bar that can actually kill someone. Masha Enkein, a bar which is not quite as deep, which can only be mazik someone, there the iser will not apply. Yes, so Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Kelev Ra is, we're afraid that a lady who's expecting will be scared, and because of that there'll be a miscarriage, and because it's Taka Chashash Misa. Now we pointed out, I think 2 weeks ago, the Chinuch and the Aruch HaShulchan both say apply the Yisr even to Masik. So you do find there is such a Shitza, but other Rishonim when bring it down that discuss it all talk about it in the context of Misa. So this is the first suggestion. You're over the iser of lo sasam dam veisecha because you're exposing other people to risk. The second suggestion is charedus mufurish pasuk lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. You have an iver, you have a blind person. You put a michshol, you put a stumbling block in front of them. They fall down. That's a mufurish pasuk. It's a lav daraisa. So if you dig a bar in the streets where you have a person, people walk by, they're busy thinking and learning, they don't notice that they fall in. So therefore, perhaps you're over the iser of lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. Now the chiddush here is, and the reason why this is not so pashut, is that the Moinei HaMitzvahs, when they discuss the iser of lifnei iver lo sitei michshol, they all explain it, or if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's the iser of lifnei iver lo sitei michshol? Giving someone an eitzah sheino higenis. You give someone bad advice. You give them they come to you, they turn to you for advice about something, and you give them bad advice, then Eitzah Sheino Higenis, that is the Yisr of Lifnei Iver. The other case is you help someone be over an Yisr. Lifnei Iver, Lisitei Michshol, you enable someone to be over an Yisr. So that's Lifnei Iver. The Mepharshim do not discuss the simple case where there's a blind person walking down the street and you trip him. So what many Achronim explain is that the pasuk with an iver lisitein michshol is not kipshutai. It is not talking about the physical or the literal case where you trip a blind person. It's talking about giving someone eitzah sheino higenis, and therefore digging a bar l'chayra would not be over the iser of lifnei iver, and according to these Achronim, that lifnei iver is lav dafka. Now the other yad ramah in lo yachbar. Besides Lifnei Iver, he says the second another makar for the Yisr Mazdik is from the Haftar Recha Kamoicha. We know the Haftar Recha Kamoicha, you have to treat your friends like yourself, and therefore the same way you're not very interested in being hurt, being damaged. So the Haftar Recha, it says, requires you to treat other people the same way, and therefore being Mazdik them would be usher as well. The last mahalach is from Hashavas Aveda. We all know if you're walking down the street and you see there's an aveda, someone lost something, so you have a chiyuv to go ahead, pick up the item and return it. There's an isur of l'suchu l'salim. If you walk by and you allow it to get lost and allow it to get destroyed, you're over an isur d'oraisa. And there's a mitzvah asay to go ahead to proactively take it, find the owner and return it to him. So certainly if the Torah is makbid, that when a person's about to suffer a loss, nothing to do with you, it's just he dropped it on his own, you have an obligation to go ahead, pick up the item, track down the owner, return it to him, safeguard him from suffering any loss. Then kolshkein v'kolshkein, you can't go ahead, dig a bar, or put someone in a situation where you're causing him a loss. So therefore, a kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda would be makar for the Isser Mazik. Now, in Shuv, even the Magid Mishnah, l'chomer is not, the Mishnah Melech is not coming to say that there's nothing wrong with being Mazik, your friend. The pshat in the Mishnah Melech is that he agrees that if you go ahead and you're mazik mam chavera, you take a match, you burn someone's house down. L'chayr the Magid Mishnah, his masking, there's going to be an issur d'oraisa. What he's learning is that when your person digs a bar b'shus harabim, who says someone will fall in? In fact, when there's a bar, there are potholes all over the place. Every winter there are potholes. And although occasionally people will go ahead and bust their tire or bust their rims, people are usually careful. They walk around it, they avoid it. Very often, hezek does not happen. So the pshat over when he says that it's derabbanan, he's not coming to say that there's nothing wrong with being mazik your friend. What he's coming to say is digging a bar, which is a potential that now in the future, maybe tomorrow, someone will go by, he won't notice and will have a hezek. That he says in this derabbanan. But avada, if you do something which is directly a mazik biyadayim, there he'd agree for whatever the makar is, but the various psukim, the various makaris that are quoted by different rishonim, different achrayim, he's certainly masking to. There's an isur mazik. His point is only when it's a suffik, when it's not direct, and it may or may not happen. There already holds that as an isur drabanon. There you do not have an isur deraisa. Well, grama itself is also usur, and grama is pashtus and isur deraisa. It might be less than grama because it may not happen at all. And it's hard to know, qualify being something as being less than a grama, but it's a subject whether it'll happen. We'll see in a minute. It's not so pasha whether a bar is a grama. It might be machlokes achren. We'll get to that soon. So be that as it may, digging a bar. Right.
If you didn't close it, you create a problem. But it's normal thing if you need it, you ask permission. When you make a hole, they don't do anything wrong.
Well, okay. When they're digging a hole, there they have the resources to do it. They're doing it. They're taking care of the utilities. That's one thing. But if a person on his own wants to dig a ditch in the Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the right to do that.
Problem, you don't close. No, but like when you're making like a high shalif, if you're not doing anything wrong when you're making.
Going to a street and jackhammering a hole is certainly a problem. Now, it's true if you cover it over, you're no longer liable for what happens. But a normal, regular person doesn't, for no reason, you don't have the right to jackhammer onto the street.
According to what you said, it's for the right. I go now, I have a legitimate reason to do it. You're not allowed to do it, according to this.
Okay, the Isser Darais that we're talking about is an Isser of Mazik. If you're going to make the hole and cover it immediately where they will not cause any hezek, then in a chame, you haven't caused any hezek. You can't say it's lifnei iver l'isitei mikshol if there was never a mikshol, if there was never an opportunity.
If you hire a shalif to dig it, you're you don't close. And you hire a shalif, you're not over till
you want to say that maybe you made a shliach to dig it and cover it over immediately. So there, in that case, there won't be any hezek. And he's talking about a makalkel and shusar rabim. Okay, I hear. I hear the kasha. In general, there is an isser to dig under the street. You know, even if you have a house and you want to dig yourself out a nice big basement, the halacha is it is usur to dig under the street because there's a chashash that it'll cave in, it'll cause damage. So in the normal cases, it's usur regardless to dig underneath. Now you want to know in a case where you're over the isur of lifnei iver or the isur of hashava saveda, that in a chame, those isurim won't apply if you're going to dig in a way where there won't be any hesek because he's going to cover it over. So be that as it may. The chiyuv of bar, as we pointed out, is mamon hamazik. It's not adam hamazik. Therefore, the chiyuv is only for direct hezek. Nevertheless, although it's not adam hamazik, still many of the isur mazik will probably apply, depending on which svar it is. The shavas aveda certainly does certainly would apply. Lesasin dum veisachu as well. But again, it'll depend on which mahalach you're going with. Now. The chiddush of bar is as besides for the fact that it's not adam hamazik, you're not doing it directly. But even in a mamon hamazik, normally when you have a shar, so your shar, your animal goes ahead and does the entire damage. It goes ahead, it finds the fruits, and it goes ahead and eats it. It tramples on something. It's keren, regel, shein, or even esh, whatever it may be. Bar is a chiddush in the sense that bar is passive. You dug the pit. All you did is made the hole. The person comes along and stumbles into it. He's the one that fell into it. He's the one that walked into it, and that's how the actual damage occurred. That is the hezek of bar. Now, interestingly enough, to be chayav for bar, you're only responsible when it was your fault, and the person or the thing that fell in was not also negligent in falling in the bar. So, for example, the Gemara says that if a shor falls into a bar, if it falls into a pit, middle of the day, you know, you dig a ditch in the middle of the street, and an animal walks by and falls in, the owner is not liable. Why? Because a typical animal, while it looks where it's going, it's looking down, it would see the bar. So under normal circumstances, an animal will see a bar, it'll go around it. If for some reason it doesn't, it's spacing out, techles, whatever it's doing, and it falls into the bar, that is considered an oinus. There we say the nizik kind of brought it upon himself. And in that case, the Baal HaBar, the person who dug the ditch, is not responsible. Now, this applies only during the day. On the other hand, if during at night the shahr falls in, there the person who dug the bar is responsible because what he won from the shahr couldn't see. It also does not apply, it applies only when a regular shahr falls in. However, if a shahr katan, the shahr is a katan, he's a child. Now, I don't think, when you look at an ox, you go with Hilchos Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't mean he's 13 years old. It means he's a katan, it's an immature shahr. Or if he is a shaita, actually, or a suma, if it's blind, or if it's a shaita, it's a crazy shahr. So in that case, if it falls in, that's not considered his negligence, if you will, and there the Baal HaBar is going to be responsible. Now, it's hard, I don't really know how to define what a shahr that is a shaita is. I guess you'll need an animal psychologist or something to test the shahr to see whether it was normal or not. But be that as it may, if the shahr should have seen the bar and should have avoided it, it was during the day, it was a normal shahr, then the Baal HaBar is not responsible because it's the Baal HaShahr contributed to the hezek. It's only when it's at night or the shahr is a child or a shaita, in that case, the Baal HaBar is going to be responsible. Now, even in this case, even by a normal shahr where you're patur because we say the shahr should have avoided it, there's a machlokes mechab and Ramah, but the Ramah differentiates between whether the shahr got killed or just got damaged. In other words, if there's a deep ditch, the shahr falls in and gets killed, there we say a typical shahr is smart enough to avoid it, and if it falls in the middle of the day, it's not the Baal HaBar's fault, it's the Baal HaShahr contributed, and therefore he's patur. On the other hand, if you have a ditch that's 3 or 4 tefachim deep, so although a shahr watches where it's going, they don't always exhibit the best judgment. And therefore, it's possible the shahr just said, okay, what's the big deal? It's 4 tefachim, and it wasn't careful, and it fell in. So if there's hezek, there we do not blame the Baal HaShahr, and you have to pay for the hezek. It's only by misa, it's only when it's this 10 tefach deep thing, which the norm of a shahr is to avoid it, there already there's no liability if it falls in. Now, a person is different. If a person falls into a bar, there we say it's the Baal HaBar's fault. Because although an animal watches where it's going, and although an animal is expected to notice it and to walk around it, people tend to space out. A person's thinking, he's thinking and learning, he's not staring down on the ground while he's walking, and therefore digging a bar b'shus harabim, someone falls in, that is considered a person's achrayis. We don't blame the person for falling in, and there, the Baal HaBar is going to be responsible. It's like this. So although if a person falls into a bar, we blame the Baal HaBar. We say that we don't blame the person because people there do not stare down on the ground while they're walking. Nevertheless, by a bar, there's a gzeras hakasif. And Gemara darshins, shar v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. The examples, the liability of bar is on either a shor or a chamar, an ox or a donkey that fall into the bar. The Gemara darshins, shor v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kelim. Shor v'loy adam, if a person falls into a bar, the Baal HaBar is not responsible. He only has to pay for an animal that gets hurt. If a person falls in, you're patur. Now this exception is only by misa. Notice if you have a bar that's 10 tefachim, a person falls in and is killed, we have a gzeiras hakasev, the Baal HaBar is not responsible. However, if the bar is not 10 tefachim, the person falls in and simply gets hurt, there's a hezek, there, even by Adam, a person's responsible. So if you dig a ditch in the middle of the street, someone drives by and gets hurt. So even though Sharvel Adam Chamar Kalim, and Adam is Nismai, normally a bar does not have to pay for the damage to a person. That's only by Misa. However, by Hezek, you are responsible, and you will have to pay for the person's Hezek. Not Boishas and not Tsar, but for the actual Hezek, you will have to pay. No, it's certainly not Adam Hamazik. You're certainly not, do not have a din of a Ritzayach. So it's certainly not Adam HaMazik. The question is whether Al-Tamamun HaMazik you have some sort of responsibility, Kaifer, or anything like that. And there we say, Sharv Lodim Chamav Lekeim, it's Nismait, you do not have any Chi of Mamun for the Misa of a person. Okay, but it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk, yes, exactly. Right. Okay, so first of all, it's a gzeiras hakasav. It happens to be there's a fascinating discussion the other way. What happens if he falls into the bar and he dies? Now, if he dies on impact, so clearly it's nismayit from the pasuk. What happens, the Chazon Ish discusses, what happens if he falls in, he breaks his leg or something, and now the next day he dies. Chazon Ish says, "Ena chenami on the misa your potzer," but maybe you mean mechayivim for the fact that he broke his leg first. So Chazon Ish goes back and forth. He's mitzayit to say once you have gzeiras hakasav, he says you're going to be potzer completely. But that's as far as the hezek of a person. So if a person, if you dig a bar b'shus arabim, person comes by and drives his car and gets hurt. Still, even though the miut will not patter you from the hezek of the person. The second gzeiras hakasav is something which is much more relevant, and that is sharv lo chamor v'lo kelim, that the chiyuv of bar is on an animal that falls in. However, if a keli, if you own something, you have something which is not alive, you have a computer, your driver, or for that matter, your car. Someone digs a bar in, makes a pothole in the street. Person's driving his car, he goes into the pothole, he smashes up his car. So although the car caused all of this damage, nevertheless, shar v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim, a car is a keli. And therefore there is no chiyuv to pay for a keli for a bar. And therefore in most cases of bar where caused damage to a person's property, usually people do not get hurt, and very few animals are roaming the streets. So normally when there's a discussion of bar, it's a discussion of someone's car got smashed up. So shar v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim will say that a person's patur. This is ma'isim b'chol yoyim. A person parks his car in a place where it shouldn't be, or he makes a short stop. Another car smashes into him. Now, even in a case where it's clearly the first person's fault, he was in a place where he didn't belong, he had no business stopping in the middle of the street. Nevertheless, the damage that occurred to the second car is generally, it's not Adam HaMazik. The first person didn't be a dime do the damage. He just put his car in a place where it does not belong. So therefore, when the second car hit him and was damaged, it is a case of kalim being damaged by a bar, and therefore, shor v'ladam chamar v'lo kalim will be very hard to be mechayiv. Again, perhaps if he's holding on to the brake, that'll be doing with the case of zeba b'chavitza, zeba b'chayrasa. We discussed that, I think, when we discussed the halachos of Adam HaMazik, but that's a chiddush, and that's an extreme case.
Why is that different?
Oh, that's the case of Zeba b'chavita v'zeba b'karasai. Mekhi Yosef over there says that if you're holding a beam, a person is holding it, and he stops, so and someone smashes it and someone walks into it, so in that case, the person holding the beam is Adam HaMazik. When he puts it down, and now someone, it's on the street, and someone falls, smashes into it, there it's a question of bar, it's a question of, and you have Xer Sakasif. So it really. So that's why if you're directly supporting it, you'll be Adam HaMazik. You will not have this gzeiras hakasav once it's on just lying there. You park your car, you get out of the car, and even though it's parked illegally in a place where it shouldn't be, nevertheless, any damage that's caused by someone hitting it, that will be bar. Now, what we discussed back then in that shir was maybe when you're holding on to the brake, when you're slamming on the brake, and your koyach is stopping the car from moving. Perhaps that's the equivalent of holding on to the beam. Again, it's a chiddush, but perhaps.
Proverbial revenge on your neighbor by putting, sprinkling nails right outside the driveway on the road. I mean, that you put them for that.
Sharv lo adam chamor v'lo kelim. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to stay away from your block from now on. Now, the fact. Yeah. So, like this. So, the reason why keli is part of shviras and zuli misasan. That by an animal can get damaged, an animal can die. It's two separate things. By a keli, any time it gets damaged, it's dead. It's at least partially dead.
And
what? Yes, the tire is dead.
Dead.
That's true. The rest of the car might be fine, but the tire is dead. Now there is a chiddush. I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but one of the achronim actually has the stipler says he has a case where you cause something to become klayim. Now again, how a bar causes something to be klayim is a good question. It's talking about the mechitzas akerim shenifritzu. Whatever the case is, there he wants to say that if the whole reason why you're patur on kelim is because shviras and zivum misasa, and when you break it, it's like it's dead. That's when you take a tire, you bust it. The tire is now dead. However, if you have fruits that are perfectly edible, the pshat is just now there's an isser, it's klayim, you can't eat it. He says you can't say shviras and zivum misasa on something which didn't change physically, it just became now asr, and therefore he suggests that the chiddush of chamor v'lo kelim will not apply and you'll be chayiv. Now again, it's not a very common case, and it's a chiddush, but you do find such a svara. I did see another Achron extended, and this is a much bigger chiddush. He says if you make something dirty, he says also if all you're going to do is clean it off, but pshat is you have to pay for a dry cleaning. He says that case you cannot say shviras and zivum misasa. Again, I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa. Just you do find some Achronim that deal with the svara shviras and zivum misasa and make exceptions based on that. In any case of a hezek shein nicker, according to the stipler, a bar would be chayiv. Now, normally a bar can't create a hezek shein nicker. And what is a bar doing? If something falls into the bar, it breaks. Elamai, you put something which is tamei or something, you come up with a few creative cases where in a chrami, according to the stipler, you will not have the p'tur of shor v'lodim, chamar v'lo kelim. Correct. Correct. The at the end of the day, your chiv is not al tzadam hamazik, it's chiv because of mamon hamazik. And there's a gzeras got to sharvel and chamar v'lekele. Now let's take your question a step further. You don't like your neighbor. And you're going ahead, you're putting your nails in front of his house. Sure enough, the next day he drives his car out and totally destroys all four tires. Your potter, sharvel and chamar v'lekele, this is gzeras akasif. Have you done anything wrong? Yes or no? You know what? Lif neiver. So the question is like this: when the sound, okay. So the question is like this: when you have the when the Torah is like, let's take a step back for a moment. As we pointed out, there's no Adam Hamasik. You didn't directly bust the tires. You were at most a grum. Nevertheless, the Torah says on Bar Yechayev. When the Torah says on bar yirchayev, the Torah made an exception. Although there's a gedir as a kasher v'chayev on bar, that's only on shor and chamar. When the hezek happens to, when a person is killed or kelim are damaged, the Torah says there's no chiyev. How do we understand that p'tur? Is the Torah saying that it's not that the mazik of bar is only a mazik for chamar and shor, but for anything else it's not called a mazik at all? Or is it just saying you don't have to pay? So the Birch Shmuel Birch Shmuel's hachra is that he says davar pasher it is a mazik. He says there's a chiyuv latzizei shemayim yiroi v'nisr. All the Torah means is you don't have to pay. The Chazanish is unsure. He says perhaps we learn out when the Torah says sharval v'chamal v'kelim, it's telling you the chiddush of bar that you're responsible for what happens when you dig a bar. He says perhaps that chiddush only applies to shar v'chamar. And he is mitzadeh. He's not machriya like this. He says perhaps there's no chiv b'tzei teshem mayim. Again, what? It's a good point. It's a good point. You know, if you hold it that a bar is a grama, then it's hard to understand why in this case should be a grama is a grama. The grama bin zakin, although there's no chiyah mamon, it is asr. Perhaps the Chazanish is really coming. It's possible Chazanish is not coming to say that it's mutter. Chazanish is just coming to say there's no chiyah lotes de shemayim. As we pointed out, there's difference between something being asr and chiyah lotes de shemayim. Chiyah lotes de shemayim means that bide shemayim you have to pay. And if you don't pay, you're not yoytze b'dei shemayim. When you come up to shemayim, they're going to want to know, why didn't you pay? You had a responsibility. Now, bezin can't enforce it. It's not a chiyuv in bezin. It's a chiyuv b'dei shemayim. But it's a chiyuv nonetheless. Now, in some cases, it's certainly an avla. I would agree with you. We have to recha. All of the isurim we mentioned probably apply. But the question is it just an isur? Now you have to ask for mechila? Or is there a chiyuv latzis b'dei shemayim? So Baruch Ber is learning there's a chiyuv lotzei sedei shamayim. Bezin can't enforce it, but you want to know if you owe him the money or you should pay him, there's a chiyuv lotzei shamayim to actually pay. According to Chazon Ish, there won't be chiyuv lotzei shamayim. Avada, it'll be an avla for the after reich or whatever the yisur will be, but that avla doesn't translate into a chiyuv even bidei shamayim. Yeah, again, you can probably have a list of yisurim that we mentioned, the after reich, all of them, they're, it's certainly not a good thing. And certainly does not make for a good person. But our question is there a fee of lotzei sedei shamayim to actually pay for the hezek? So the question is, where do you find them? Logically, that's true. The person who did it with intent is certainly a nasty person. The question is, in chiyuvei mamon, or even b'dei shemayim, where do you find the difference? Now, in grama, you actually do find that grama b'nezakin is usually only chayv b'dei shemayim when there is some sort of culpability, either intent or at least negligence on behalf of the person that did it. If a person is doing something for a good purpose, and it happens to be through that there's a grama, someone gets hurt, there in many cases you'll be patur completely. But the Chazon Ish L'Chayrish is okay. He doesn't speak it out clearly. I'm not so sure if you would hold there's a difference. But either way, I think it would be also the question is whether the Chivat Yishmaim on the actual dollars and cents. Well, Livni Yiver, according to many places, doesn't apply to literally putting a stumbling block. It's Eitashen Ha'igenes or by Yisurim. If you hold it applies literally to Livni Yiver Sidim. It's a lot. It doesn't have it's not the Chiyuv Mamon. Even by Bar, there's a separate pasuk to tell you, Yichra Ishbar. The Chiyuvei Mamon are learned out of the pasuk of the parish of Bar, not from the din of Livni Yiver Sidim Mechshol. Yes, you say again, you know, mali katlaku, mali katlapalga, that in a keli, to whatever extent it's broken, it's not a sharon and a chamor where people get sick, it heals. There you find difference between misa and shvira. By a keli, we're saying across the board. We have extreme cases of hezek shein nikar going to the stipler, or perhaps where it's something which just has to be cleaned, where it's bechlal not ruined. There we have some shittas that say it's different. But once you dent it, once you make any physical change, and now it's partially broken, we don't differentiate between a little bit broken and a lot broken, and that would be considered misa. It would be considered misa right away. Again, the Gzeiras HaKosev by Adam is talking about Misa, it's not talking about Hezek. By Yekeli Adarab, the Gemara is saying, even though the Gzeiras HaKosev by Adam, there's a difference between Misa and Hezek, by Yekeli that concept doesn't exist. There's no difference between Keli between a little bit broken and a lot of broken. There's a death is different than damaged. He's alive, he happens to be hurt. By Keli, which doesn't have, it was never alive, so there's just a little bit of damage or a lot of damage. That is not a difference in halacha, and therefore, once we're nismayit kelim, we're nismayit it completely, both from total being totaled or from a partial hezek. So again, to recap, according to the Berachah Shmuel, although sharvel and chamor v'lo kelim, you're not liable for a hezek to items that are not alive. Nevertheless, there would be a chiyuv lotzei sedei shamayim. A person would still have to pay, just Bezdin cannot enforce it. Now, in truth, even in a case where a person gets hurt, where there is a chiyuv b'dei adam, it is not so clear that Bezdin can deal with it today. Because as we've discussed, Bezdin today, we do not have smuchim. Today, even when someone has smicha, it's not the smicha, the ishmi p'ishmi from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not true smicha, we're not mumchim. And therefore, there are limitations on what Bezin is allowed to deal with. The general rule is that shlichusayu kaavdinon. Bezin today are considered shluchim of the Bezin of smuchim in Eretz Yisrael in the time of smuchim, but it's only by something which is shchiach and there's a chesaron and kiss. The shach and siman aleph brings down from the marshal that bor and eish are not shchiach. It is not very common for a person to dig a ditch in the middle of a street and to cause damage to a person. or to another shor. Because it's lo shchiach, the shach says there's no shlichus ayu kavdinon, and bezin can't deal with it at all. No, no, it does mean tfisa will help. If your typhus it, then you are owed the money, and if your typhus it, you'll be able to keep it. However, the halacha is you can't, bezin cannot be done it, and there's no way to force the person to pay. Now, although the shachdins is now mishem the marshal, the pesach tshuva over there brings down from many achronim that argue, and halacha lemaisa we are done bar and age today. So, in conceptually at least, if a person digs a bar, causes damage, Beznin will force him to pay. However, as we've spoken out, it's fairly uncommon. Because the normal case that you're chayiv is by shor or chamar, today we don't have many pets walking around, that's not what happens. So the only time it can happen, the normal case is kalim. A person's car gets hit and damaged. There's a patur of kalim, and therefore, although there may be chiv vatzis deshamayim, certainly that's not something that Beznin can enforce. The only case where it's relevant for Bezin to enforce is if a person gets hurt in a bar, where he's hurt, it's Hezek, not Misa, there's a chiv and Bezin can enforce, so at least conceptually Bezin would be able to be goyiv with the direct Hezek that was caused, but of course the Tsar and the Baishas, that you're going to be putter on regardless. What? Pashas, they shouldn't be.